What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Let's Talk Smack Sports Podcast. I am your host, Tommy / Tominski.
And I am Jay Schwagger Schwagnin,
your other host. And this is episode 9 of the Let's Talk Smack Sports Podcast, Rise of the Smack Walker.
I'm sorry, I can't. It's a smack walker. Cue the music,
God damn it. All right, everyone, welcome back. This is the first part of our segment. It is the Tommy and Schwagger say sorry. Oh, wait a minute. We don't have that much to apologize for, do we, Justin?
No, we don't. We don't.
Yeah.
We were on point in the last podcast.
Okay, so the title, now this is a little bit of politics, which we usually try to avoid. But,
right.
So we had an episode, and I will repeat for you the title of episode 7. Episode 8, that's what it was.
There it was.
NBA draft, NBA playoffs, marijuana, and sports medicine. You'll note that I wrote marijuana and sports medicine as one sentence. It wasn't just like, and marijuana. No, it was like, hey, so how can marijuana help people? Or what are the possible effects of marijuana on athletes? So we got nerfed. And nerfed, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, we got...
Old guys like me.
Yeah, so what nerfed means is that people who didn't like the use of the word marijuana, which, by the way, is a word. We weren't using it offensively.
It's a real plant.
Yeah, it's a plant.
It's a real plant.
Anyways.
People smoke it.
So what happened was we went from basically our full amount of plays, but because we had that name, that word in the name of our episode, we got a third of the plays because Facebook and Instagram.
We got docked hard.
For putting marijuana in the title of our episode. And again, it was not just saying we're talking about marijuana. It was like marijuana and effects on athletes and how they can, deal with major injuries such as ankle or knee or troublesome surgeries and how they recover from it through the aid of painkillers. But instead of painkillers, you can use marijuana, which will not actually get you addicted to opiates.
You know what's funny about that, though, Tommy?
it's science.
We were actually able to share a link today that Joe Montana donated $70 million to, quote-unquote, marijuana research.
Exactly.
So why am I allowed to share that on Facebook?
I don't.
Is Joe Montana getting docked?
No,
for that.
No,
right.
And, so I got a written response. This is my favorite thing because I'm the one who like tries to send promotions across.
I would love this cocksucker to call in. Whoever this guy is, this chick is.
No, I mean, so
I'm sorry, honey. If you're a woman, you're probably a cocksucker. Anyways,
I mean, regardless of that statement, what came back in writing, I said, why is our promotion being rescinded? They told me that our promotion is being rescinded because marijuana is not currently legal in every state or country, which I wasn't promoting marijuana being like, hey, so you listen to our podcast, smoke marijuana. I was like, what are the impacts on athletes when they have serious injuries? It was like it was a scientific endeavor.
it's not like strange, smoke weed, kids.
It's going to be great. It wasn't that. It wasn't that at all. So we got docked heavily. So this is our kind of moment.
You got to say sorry now.
Yeah, I'm like, this is our moment in the podcast where I'm like, you literally docked our podcast or, you know, whatever you did, you hurt us because we said the word marijuana out loud. And we lost listens because
of the fact that you guys know that the legality of marijuana across the states, like there might have been somebody who was listening to that in Indiana or Kentucky.
Right.
Or whoever, you know, and because it's not legal there,
Well, we weren't saying we for recreational use. We were saying for medicinal use, which is actually legal in most states, especially if you have cancer. So it's like,
well, it's just ridiculous that we like
talking
can't
about sports
even,
medicine.
Yeah, you know, and whoever was listening to this wherever,
yeah,
apparently it's not legal in the state they're listening to our podcast in.
Yeah, they literally hurt our podcast.
Oh, it's
bullshit. For talking about really not.
Why doesn't the listen count? Why doesn't the listen count? That's my question.
Legit shocked. So that's not the Schwaggers and Tommy say sorry. That's us being like mad about not being able to talk about actual issues that impact real athletes, especially in the modern sports era where athletes are being prescribed opioids and Joe Montana is donating $75 million to prevent the opioid crisis by the use of marijuana.
It's pretty awesome.
Which is cool. Like, Joe Montana is obviously not a bad guy.
No, he's not. So, and we don't know which one of the two of us actually posted that. I mean, it just kind of came up in the feed. And,
yeah, I feel like
anyways, but $75 million towards research for that.
Okay. Is Joe Montana the winner of 4 Super Bowls? Is he wrong?
No. How can he be wrong?
And do you think Tom Brady smokes weed?
That's a good question.
Actually,
I'm sure Giselle smokes weed.
Yeah, that's what I
would assume she does.
All right. Well, okay,
I mean, she's
so
a fucking supermodel.
Yeah. But let's say,
I know his trainer's definitely smoking weed.
Yeah, exactly.
He's smoking something. Well, Alex Guerrero.
Let me rephrase that question. Do you think that Robert Gronkowski smokes weed?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. So Super Bowl champions totally smoke weed. A lot of people smoke weed. It's medicinal for most of it. And it's like, bro, grow the fuck up. We're talking about sports medicine. We're not talking about, hey, go out and smoke drugs.
All right.
And not and
smoke
even then,
drugs.
Like, yeah, it's not the 1920s. I don't know. It's not like reefer madness. So that's our smoking drugs.
Yeah, I have no idea.
We're starting this podcast, me full of rage, being like, how dare they take away our 4 listeners a day?
But still, hey, listen, 4 listens for us means a lot.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
It means a lot, yeah.
You know, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. So where were we? What were we talking about before we got so angry? Oh, yeah. Tommy and Schwagger say sorry. Well, you know, I feel like
they owe us
an apology.
Yeah, exactly. Go fuck yourself and then, you know, come back to me and say sorry.
Isn't that the way this works?
Fuck you, Facebook. Fuck you, Instagram.
I had a written thing that
said, where's my apology?
Weed is not legal in every state. Therefore, you guys don't get to be promoted. I'm like, really?
No, therefore really? You lose listens.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like about that shit.
They took a shot at us. It was pretty intense, given that we're a small...
So if we started talking about heroin...
By the way, we are very anti-heroin.
We are. But because we're discussing the pros and cons
because we said the word out loud. Yeah, it's like...
You seem to have no problem with us talking about pharmaceuticals in the same conversation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, and like we talked about steroids and like the height of the steroid era in baseball, and we didn't get docked anything for talking about steroids. And steroids are way more harmful to your heart and your liver.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have died from
roid rage.
Yeah, a lot of wrestlers have died from it. A lot of wrestlers have gone completely crazy. Anyways, we're not here to say sorry. We would like to get a written apology.
We're
going to
say
from
a fuck you to Facebook and Instagram for docking us those listens.
Yeah.
Because guess what, dude? We're struggling out here.
Well, it's not like this podcast really isn't about like approval. Like, I don't need approval from you.
No, I don't. You're going to fire me?
Yeah.
You're going to fire me for doing this? Who's going to fire me?
Yeah, it's more like, hey,
Tommy?
We're going to do this podcast regardless. So at some point, can you just acknowledge that we're not just being like, hey, kids, go do the drugs? Like, no.
No,
we're
not.
We're talking about a legitimate argument about why marijuana use for NHL players is actually helping with their issues and their injuries, and it should help with NFL players if they would just legalize it on a better extent.
I honestly think if you're going to
stop suspending players for 4 games for smoking weed once, it's ridiculous.
Especially, here's the deal, dude. Like, a lot of teams...
Fucking 2019.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's my F-bomb.
That's all right. No. That's all right.
Trying to keep
Big Ray's going to be a little upset with you, but that's all right. No, that's all right. We still love him. Anyways, so my point to you is that, again, what would you rather have your players doing, right? Would you, you know, going home at night, smoking some ganj, you know, maybe they had an extra bag of Cheetos that night.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or taking painkiller pills.
Yes.
Which are addictive.
Going out drinking.
Yeah.
Exposing alcohol, themselves to bad situations.
Andre the Giant, the classic example of a guy who would show up to the wrestling ring drunk, getting no injuries because he was so drunk, but like injuring his body and his liver to the point where he basically died. So
that's
like,
my point, man. Yeah. It's like, allow these guys to smoke weed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, look, in our league, we're not going to look at this as a, you know, a viable issue. If you test positive for marijuana, then we're not going to, you know, raise a red flag. About it.
I think it's also in response to the opioid crisis, which is a true crisis.
It is.
So, and that's what Joe Montana, a four-time Super Bowl champion, is also illustrating.
Well,
it's not just us.
No, it's not.
It's definitely like a lot of people. So,
good for Joe Montana. Absolutely. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, what a
classy
guy.
Did fucking post that. Anyways, but moving on.
On to the NBA Finals. Here we are, you know, as we've just watched game two of it. Now the series is all tied up. And the question is, do the Raptors have what it takes to actually beat the Warriors?
I don't know, dude. I honestly think if I was going to throw money down right now in Vegas, I would say, that the Warriors run them now.
I mean, Durant's coming
in
back
five games.
Three.
In five games.
And it's going to home at Oracle Center.
Yes.
Oracle Arena. So the question is, you know, they have a pretty good lineup over on the Raptors, but do they have enough
to take a healthy Durant?
Because he scored 50 points early in the playoffs.
You know, honestly, dude, Kyle Lowry is like Rajon Rondo. You know what I mean? Like,
interesting.
You know, they're very much the same point guard in the sense that they're streaky.
Like
one game, they're just crushing it. The next game.
So this came up, and you know, initially I was like, Justin, where was Kyle Lowry? Well, I found out his left thumb, apparently he can't feel it. So he's playing hurt.
He's had that brace on since the series before this when they were playing the Bucks.
Yeah, so I think he's playing hurt. So initially I was like, Kyle Lowry, how dare you disappoint me? And then I was like, oh, the fact that he's showing up, playing games, and trying to, you know, do his best. I think he's just playing hurt.
And
that's kind of, unfortunately, the NBA season's too damn long. So now that's where we're all at.
Well, and you're playing a bunch of vets. And
we're off of like 2 weeks of rest.
Yes.
With like no playoff games. Well, the Raptors had to go all the way to the Bucks game seven to finally beat them. So, you know, I think that might be a little bit of the fact that the Warriors, although, like, you know, Durant's hurt, they've had so much rest. They've had so many days, almost like 2 weeks off before the NBA Finals.
Well, here's the thing for me. I would bet $100 in Vegas right now that the Golden State Warriors just run this and it's 5-1. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they won in five games, huh?
At the end of it, yes. Yeah. But I do think that I'd be very disappointed in the East and all the teams that are in it if that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I didn't realize the distance between what's going on in the West and what's going on in the East was that the gap was that far.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if they just run the table, which is what my gut is telling me Golden State's going to do.
Yeah.
Then, because I just don't see the Raptors doing it. I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Especially after tonight. I'm like, guys.
They needed to win both games
at
home.
Yes, you did.
To do anything in the series.
Yes.
They needed at least a 2-0 lead. Then the Warriors would tie it, probably winning both at home with a healthy Durant. Then it goes back to Toronto. You can try and win the game five. Then maybe the Warriors take game six, and then you have home advantage for game seven. That's probably as best as you can hope for in the Eastern Conference against a relatively healthy. They've got DeMarcus Cousins back we saw him playing tonight. I'm like,
Boogie.
I'm like, uh-oh.
Good old Boogie.
Yeah, the Warriors are approaching full, although Iguodala was the hero of tonight's game.
He was, but they had a key injury. Klay.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson. What are you doing? Was that a split?
Yeah, I don't know what, why he landed.
Why
like
was that landing?
His legs like did like a weird
thing
that I wouldn't do, and I had jumped, and that was a little surprising.
But granted, Tommy hasn't stepped on the court since,
Well, since, like, middle school.
Yeah, there we go. So
good years. Good years. All right. So our next question is, and this is absolutely crucial, who's going to win game three?
Golden State.
Golden State at home?
Golden State at home. Fuck yeah.
And do you think there's any chance that the Raptors at least keep it close?
No. I don't. I think this game's a blowout.
You think it's a full-on blowout?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Yeah.
Based on the injury to Klay Thompson, I don't think that's going to be... I think he's going to be back.
You think he'll be fine?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
And we're dealing with Durant coming back, and Durant's good for 50 points potentially.
Yes.
So that's a lot.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
On his own.
Yeah.
Although how unbelievable
that does limit other players' touches, et cetera, et cetera. But I think you can't argue that the Raptors are about to go win game three. Now, if they do and they prove us all wrong, like, that's awesome. And then, like, I'm like, by the way, this is a series at that point. If you beat Golden State at home with a healthy Kevin Durant, now I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, dude, series over. You're fucked.
I'd be like, all right. And the facade is starting to crumble. I'm like, the Warriors might be fucked. And that would be like my...
No, the Raptors needed to win tonight. You did not.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, Justin. If the Raptors win game three... And they beat all these odds, which they could potentially do.
Yeah,
to me, that says now the Warriors don't have control. They've lost control of the series. The Raptors have home advantage.
Yeah.
By all means, it's the Raptors series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen. There's no flipping way.
And I guess...
Look at tonight, dude. Right? Klay Thompson went out with an injury.
Yeah, the Raptors had every
opportunity. Sean Livingston steps up and scores a ton of points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they've got such a deep bench and so much talent all the way down the line. It's not even fair.
Yeah.
It's not even fair.
And the only thing you can hope for is that your team chemistry plus the fact that you're coming off of that tight game seven and you're just still ready to compete. I'm curious to see what happens game three. I want to give the Raptors, let's say they win by 1 point. I'll give them that just to make it interesting.
Well, I'll tell you what, in Vegas, I put $100 on Golden State to win straight up, and then 20 on the Raptors to win
game three.
Yep.
Because you're like, what if this is the game that out of nowhere, nobody expects, what if they win this game?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know what? Then I make my money back and maybe a little bit more.
There you go.
You know?
All right. So what do you think about Steph Curry? You know, he was really cold game one. You could say he's a big factor why the Raptors beat them in game one. As much as, you know, the Raptors played well. No, we were talking about his ego a little bit and the fact that he likes to float up these really bad shots and he looks for fouls and some of them should have been offensive fouls. And, you know, he's a good competitor and I really like Steph Curry. But what does it say about his ego? What does it change about him? And why are we comparing him now to LeBron James?
Well, I would say this. I compare the two of them because they both came into the league as scrappy, you know, kind of
competitive
players and, you know, were real inspirations.
Yeah.
And then later in their careers, they just became cocky assholes that you wanted to root against.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and like legitimately wanted to root against. There's a lot of people who say to me, like, I want to hate Tom Brady,
right,
but I can't.
But you can't.
You know what I mean? Like the work ethic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The commitment to, it's like Derek
Jeter.
The
lack
Jeter.
Of high fives. No.
Yeah, I know, right? Fucking Garoppolo. Go suffer in San Francisco, you dick. Anyways, yeah. But you know, honestly, man, that's why, you know, I really do think a lot of people say that about him.
Sure.
There was another player that I was going to bring up, but now I'm blanking.
Aside from LeBron James?
Well.
You were talking about Kobe Bryant. Wow. You're comparing Steph Curry to Kobe Bryant while we were watching the game.
Was I?
Yeah, you're saying.
Oh, how Kobe, he jumps Bryant, into players,
jump
yes.
into players, yes. and to create the contact when, and then the defensive player is like, I just played defense, and this guy like launched himself into me, and now I'm being charged for a defensive foul, and that's a lot of what Steph is doing, and I feel like he learned that from James Harden.
Well, he did. I mean, that's the thing. Partially. Is that Kobe became the master of it, and nobody pulled it off because they thought it was bullshit.
Yeah.
But then it's like every player after Kobe Bryant that watched him play as a kid.
I almost wonder if that's like why Klay Thompson got injured, because he was trying to swing his legs into somebody, but there was no one there, so he just wound up doing the splits.
I don't even know what the fuck that was, yeah, dude. So I mean, weird. I'm still trying. Somebody needs to explain to me.
Like, what was he going for when he landed with both of his legs outstretched?
I saw the replay three times, and every time I'm asking myself, like, is there a reason? Is there a reason? There's no reason. No, he's going into a full split.
Yeah, why does he just land?
Just land on your feet, you idiot.
You know, I don't think Steph Curry's a bad guy. I still like him. I still wish the best
right. We're back
for
to
Steph.
This.
But I will say that watching him play a little bit like scrappy, you know, it kind of brings into question, is he faking fouls? Is he starting to flop? And the flopping is something I just cannot.
I can't stand, dude.
I can't stand it from any NBA player. I know it's like par for the course in like FIFA and like soccer and like, or quote unquote football, but for NBA it drives me up the wall.
Well, the shimmy when he was busting that out all the time. He's not busting that out anymore, let me tell you.
No.
He's not.
I will say he's obviously a big competitor, because he came back from hitting 1-for-7 in the beginning of this game to come back and basically score a shit ton of threes, and like, you got to give it to him. He wouldn't let himself get cold. He shot his way out of a slump, and that's what he's really good at. And a lot of these incredible players, they do work themselves out of slumps, even though they're not hitting any damn thing. So I got to give him that at least. But
you do, but yeah. We want the Steph Curry that won that first championship.
Yeah, we you want know the what guy I mean? who is sort of the hero, who's gutting it out, and it's not like I'm going to go for cheap shots. I'm going to really like fight my way to this. I don't want the guy who's complaining when there's an imaginary foul on him. That's what I hate. I hate
hands
that.
Out, pity yeah. face. You're like, look,
and the
dude.
Refs are calling it every time. They're biting for it. I hate that. And I think that's what you're kind of saying about the rise of ego. Once you've been in the league long enough, now you're like, oh, well,
why am I not getting the call?
Yeah.
Why am I not getting the call?
If I'm the one complaining, and then you see the replay and he hasn't been touched by anybody, and you're like, he's throwing his hands up and his face is like, I've been hurt in the worst way possible. And you're like, yeah, no, nobody touched you. So so that call was pretty much bullshit.
So it's hilarious, dude. I was
a game of free throws. It can be.
Well, I listen to a lot of East Coast radio, and I got that Sirius XM in the car. Feel free to sponsor us.
Sirius XM. We'll take a Sirius XM.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, so I was listening to it the other day, and I was listening, not the other day, last month when the Celtics were playing.
Yeah.
And one of the commentators was an old player. Name escapes me. But he was like, one thing I used to say to the refs, he don't need your help. He don't need your help to score baskets. And I was like, that's fantastic.
That is great.
You know, if you said that to the refs, I'm like, mad respect to you, dude.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I want to say.
Yeah.
But Steph Curry's like dancing down the lane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And somebody barely touches his pinky.
He's like, and he throws
the ball up screaming.
I'm not saying like the Raptors aren't guilty of that equally, but no. I'm like, you know, I hate to see this shit in the finals. It's awful.
All right. First of all, Kobe Bryant started it. James Harden perfected it. You know, and now like Steph Curry just rips it off, and everybody else just rips it off throughout the league.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to throw my body into this guy. And honestly, every time somebody does that, It should be a foul on the offense.
No, and it, I think flopping is supposed to be a foul, or like it's supposed to be like an offensive foul.
Yeah, but it's like traveling. They don't fucking call it.
They don't call it. It's not enforced. All right, I've got a next next topic. So there's a speculation that Jay-Z and Beyonce are spending $50,000 a seat on NBA Finals game tickets to Game 4. So they are spending upwards of $100,000 on two courtside seats to the NBA Finals. Justin, is this a little bit ridiculous?
Yeah, I would say so. You know,
given that Drake gets to sit on the sideline for free.
Yeah, and yell at the players. I love that shit.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Yeah, used to call me on my cell phone.
First name, greatest, last
name
ever.
Draymond Green. Dude, did you hear him after they asked him about his interaction with Drake? And he's like, this is a basketball question. We didn't get into a scuffle. It was just talking. I was like, oh my God. Well, you got to respect that. Anyways,
They're about to book two seats to the NBA Finals Game 4 for a tenth of $1 million, as it were.
A tenth. Honestly, I mean, that's what you spend, right?
It's a record. It's never been spent before.
What? So are they spending this voluntarily? Like, why are they spending like this extraordinary amount?
It's extravagant. I feel like they bought them off of StubHub and somebody just jacked up the rate on them. And like, yeah, it's $50,000 a ticket. See? And I'm like, what would it normally go for?
They didn't spend $50,000.
They did. They spent one per seat.
Two tickets.
They spent $100,000 on two tickets, so $50,000 per seat.
Are you sure?
Yeah, this is supposed to happen. They were going to see Jay-Z and Beyonce spending $50,000.
Because the way it looks in the copy, they spent $50,000 in seats.
No. They spent $50,000 on each seat.
Two seats.
On each seat.
Jesus.
So it's $100,000 total. Now, is that a bit ridiculous? Are we approaching, like, why would you spend that much levels?
Yeah. I mean, fuck, man.
Right?
You could help
like kids' schools.
This was like the blue collar thing to do instead of like chasing foxes and, you know, playing polo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm like,
you know what I mean? It's like, that's what you did. You went to baseball games. You went to soccer games. You went to football games.
Yeah. I'm like,
hockey games.
I don't want to be that guy, but like maybe sit three rows back and pay like, I don't know, $10,000 a seat.
It's not right, man. It's really bullshit because that's.
Unless they donate like the same amount to like a local charity. And then I'll be like, okay, that's fair. Like, that's all fair in that level of like, yeah, we're going to spend this much. But if they don't donate anything to anybody, I'm like, you just blew $100,000 on two tickets to a basketball game, which, by the way, every time I watch a game, it's better on broadcast. I swear to you. NBA games are better on TV, and it's ridiculous. I've been to games live, but I just know what's happening better because I can hear the commentators. I can see the replays.
They spent on a game, that was a down payment on a home in Beverly Hills. No, not even that nice.
Yeah.
We're talking like a down payment on a home in...
Yeah. Now, you know, granted, this is just
Hollywood.
Rumor that Jay-Z and Beyonce, but it seems like that's what actually happened. We'll probably see them sitting there courtside at Game 4 and be like, yeah, no, they blew that money. Granted, you know, they're billionaires almost at this point. I would assume.
I can't even flip and believe this.
Yeah. But it's fucking crazy. I mean, this is the NBA Finals. And I think the reason they spent so much is because everybody thought that the Golden State Warriors.
But are all those seats $50,000 a piece?
No. This is certainly a specific situation. Now, I remember, like, you know, you're always going to see, like, you know, your celebrities on the side. Like, Drake. I don't even know, like, what Drake does for the Raptors to get those seats like year round, especially I think he's like a co-owner, like some minority owner.
He must be, but at the same time he's
definitely like a multi-millionaire, but at the same time I'm like, dude, like at some point let him play basketball. And like I remember, like,
oh, get out of here, Jack Nicholson.
Well, Jack
I'm just
Nicholson,
gonna throw that yeah, name right fair. Out in your face.
So, like, every Lakers game, when the Lakers were winning the finals, it would be like, oh, everybody who's anybody went to those games. It probably spent like buku money. You know, it's just like, yeah, it's that level of like, well, if the Raptors go ahead and beat them, it's like, you're welcome. Like, you're welcome. I'm kind of on Drake's, I'm on Drake's side at that point. I'm a little anti Jay-Z. I hate to say it.
Tommy is.
I'm definitely not anti Beyonce. Who could do that? What kind of monster? All right. So,
fans of
so
moving on, you, dude.
Moving on. We got to talk a little bit about, I know they're like, how did you say that about my boy? No, I like Jay-Z, but anyways, moving on, the NHL, we got a little bit of the Boston Bruins, a little bit in the postseason.
Hey, let me
here.
Fucking tell you, man.
Yeah.
Playing those dirty ass Blues players.
Those are some dirty, dirty players.
We looked up
just all who they knocked out of the Sharks. Cause I was telling Justin, you know, so the Bruins currently lead 2-1, which is as it should be.
Yes.
What the Blues did last,
especially
series,
against those choke artists, the Sharks.
Well, okay, I don't blame it on the Sharks, and here's why: because the Blues knocked out Thomas Hertl, Joe Pavelski, and Erik Karlsson with horrible bullshit injuries because they were trying to injure players. It felt like they're playing dirty on purpose.
Yeah, well, and not only that,
and
you try to
finals,
do that to us
in the finals, they're doing that to you guys as well.
Grizzlecheck
got hurt by Sunkist, and yeah, he did a terrible,
and then Chara did a big old fuck.
Well, you didn't realize that Chara was on the Bruins at that point. It's like, yeah, Chara's coming for you now.
Yeah, oh no, he's like, oh, I'm gonna come for your head.
One of the dirtiest players of all time. I like,
oh,
Chara.
No, now he's Chara coming back, dude. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, yeah,
at 42, what, yeah, how old is he?
The bastard is at least 37. I don't
know. I think he's, I
Chara?
Think he's, yeah, I think he's,
well,
older than that.
We'll find out. But
we'll find.
So 7-2.
Dig deep.
I mean, 7-2. The Bruins beat the Blues in St. Louis. Do you think? So it was 5-1, and then it was 5-2 after a series of power plays granted to the Blues. And I don't think all those power plays were merited.
No, and yeah, the again to go back to the Grizzlecheck hit.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, the dirtiest of hits.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude. He honestly put his head right in, like,
Jesus, Char is 42.
I told
good call,
you.
Good call. I thought he was not 42.
God.
He's totally 42.
Tommy apologizes next week for
no,
being
no, no, I'm not apologizing for shit. I want a written apology from Mark Zuckerberg. That's who I want.
Before we go forward with any more apologies. Then,
yeah, no more apologies. Mark Zuckerberg, I'm sorry.
You're an asshole.
We were shitty.
You haven't.
All right, so it was 5-1, terrible hit. Then it was 5-2 after the 4-on-3 power play by the Blues. So then the Blues pulled their goalie, Binnington. Was that a shit move?
5 minutes left.
5 minutes left.
They 5 minutes their, left.
Well, he actually, like, at that
my dad
point,
looked at me. I was, yeah, watching the game with my pops, and my dad goes, did they just pull the goalie? I'm like, yeah, they just pulled, yeah, the goalie.
I'm sorry.
There's still five minutes
to
go.
I think I actually messed it up. Binnington had been pulled earlier after allowing five goals, and then they had the backup goalie in there. Then they pulled the backup goalie. And so of course, the Bruins, they're fighting hard. They're fighting hard. And then they go ahead, and they score an empty netter. So 6-2. So then my question to you, Justin, is why was the final
pile
score
on?
Why was the final score 7-2?
That was for Grizzlecheck right
that
there.
Was for Grizzlecheck.
The Grizz was having a good night that night.
Yeah, he was. Now, do you think that the reason the Blues won game two was because they fought a little dirty? Or do you think that's just their, like, playoff, like, grit? Because I do think
no, it's not great. No, it's dirty. It's dirty. The way they play is fucking dirty, dude.
Yeah.
Like you said, you cited that statistic.
Yeah.
From the last,
well, they knocked out three of the Sharks players. Who I don't think the Sharks. I don't think the Sharks shit the bed. I think the Blues just hurt them so bad that they couldn't win the series.
Exactly. They're dirty.
But what I like,
and that's on that coach too.
What I like about the Bruins is they're like, you want to play dirty?
Oh yeah,
we'll match you.
Welcome to Dirty Town.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Our fans want to like break the glass down on your head.
Yeah, I'm looking, and almost every game I'll like pause and be like, oh, there's a fight. No, honestly, this is what hockey's about, right? It's about the hits. It's about it's about the scoring. It's about the technique, but it certainly is about the hits.
And oh yeah,
it's about the physicality of the play.
But it's like when you go out of your way to put somebody's head in.
Oh,
the
to board. Injure a player. Yeah. Yeah, that's when it's like, okay. That's
and that
funny.
Guy only got 2 minutes. That's what fucking pissed me off more than anything
that was
else.
Pretty weird.
That was bullshit, kid.
Yeah. And that like complete started bullshit. An all-out brawl with all the Bruins like coming at that Blues player being like, you motherfucker. Yeah. Now, it's not like I completely hate the Blues because I do think they've been a long-suffering organization. They've never won a championship.
Yeah, but, you know, they embody the South.
Yeah. Yeah.
You dirty motherfuckers.
Yeah.
The North
say,
is coming for you.
Yeah. So I've got a question for you, Justin. Who do you think wins game four?
Oh, Bruins, kid.
Are you sure about that?
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so.
You think that the Blues at home, the series is still really close, 2-1. Now, they got whooped pretty bad, but I think the Blues come out firing next game.
Yeah, I think they do.
I think Tarasenko scores at least 2 goals.
Yeah, but I would say that the Bruins are going to blow them the hell out. They seem motivated as hell.
I think it's because of that dirty hit.
Yeah.
You know, that's the funny thing about sports is sometimes that hit will motivate your team and you'll be like, oh, yeah, like we got the edge on this guy. The other times the rest of the team is like, you fucking did the dirty to that guy? Fuck you.
Yeah, right?
Just come out firing. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think the Bruins are extra motivated. I think they take a 3-1 series lead, and then all signs point to Boston.
Hell yeah,
for
man.
Game five, and we'll see what happens there.
But no, I do, because here's the thing. Yeah. In game two,
that was an overtime win, and it was an intense game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a battle.
And unfortunately, Tuukka Rask got beat, which is unfortunately his tendency.
Yeah, sometimes, man. He has those games.
He just loses his concentration.
Yes, exactly. But, like, dude, he was huge in the net last game.
Mm-hmm.
Huge in the net.
Yeah. Yeah, only allowing 2 goals. And that second goal, you could argue, was the 4-on-3 power play.
Yeah.
He was just getting shots and shots and shots. And he blocked most of them.
Deflected off a Bruins player, dude.
He blocked most of them. He looked really good in that game.
He made super sharp.
Bennington has looked good for the Blues. I would argue that the St. Louis Blues have a good shot to win at home. If they do win at home, I look forward to a 7-game series by all means. Let's go.
Agreed.
7-game series, Stanley Cup. Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's go head hunt.
Yeah. I'd go for a 7-game
Blues plays. You know what I'm talking
NBA
about.
Too. We'll see what happens there. Now I wanted to talk to you about this, Justin, cause you know, the Bruins just about as well as anybody, more so. I've been watching these interviews with Patrice Bergeron, who is the captain of the Bruins, a legendary player, and I've noticed he's just been very quiet, very calm, answering questions very matter-of-factly in the interviews, especially after the last game. Do you think this is the champion Bergeron?
Yeah, I do. Because I think last year he was injured. That really bothered him.
Yeah.
You know, and they didn't make it. They didn't make it all the way to the Stanley Cup last year.
Right.
And I think that really pissed him off. I think he's... Dude, and he had concussion symptoms for a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that's what Sidney Crosby dealt with a lot, too. And those concussion symptoms knocked him out for close to over a year. And the same with... Crawford from the Blackhawks, the goalie. Concussions in hockey, they are as way worse or as bad or worse as NFL.
I would say that, that followed him, and that's why, like, this year, he looks like what he was playing like when they won the Stanley Cup the last time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I noticed it about his, like, his demeanor, his personality.
Yeah, he's not talking much.
Yeah.
Or, like, but he, you can tell he's, like, intent to win.
Yeah.
So.
I think the shorter the answers, the more likely you are to win the series.
Yeah,
like,
I know,
that's what
right?
I noticed. It's like.
Bill Belichick's actually back there going, hey.
Yeah. Here's
Let
the
me
notes.
Tell you how to handle this.
I bet Belichick will be at the next couple games in Boston for sure.
Oh, dude, without a doubt.
Yeah, and probably we'll see Tom Brady.
He loves all sports. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, I like that about him. All right, Justin, so this is a little bit of a darker note. The Major League Baseball news is Cubs player Almora Jr. hit a small girl in the head at a game against the Houston Astros with a foul ball. And we talked about this in previous podcasts and how a foul ball hitting a kid shouldn't ever happen in the league. Almora Jr. was visibly upset. In fact, he looked devastated. You know, we were talking about more netting for the infield, and then we were also talking about the potential of a rules regulation of an age limit for who can sit in what seats in a Major League Baseball game. What do you think about it?
So, yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it's like the emergency exit row, right? Right. You know, you got to be a certain age
right.
to be a part of that, right? Mm-hmm. So I would say, yeah, like if you're going to be in a certain area where there's no netting,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be wanting to be out there with your glove and your kid. But I also think that you need to sign a disclaimer that says like, hey,
yeah.
anything happens out here.
Yeah.
But yes, I don't think 4-year-olds or 90-year-olds should be catching a ball in the face.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think like what we were both saying was like part of the game is being able to catch a home run ball. Part of the game is being able to catch a foul ball.
But when like, you're in your 20s or, yeah. you know.
Even if you took like, a shot to the head when you're in
yeah,
your 20s,
you're a high school kid.
It depends on how you know him.
But your reaction time versus when you're 4 or 90 or 80.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like that's. Yeah. You know.
And they do have infield netting. And that's kind of the thing that. You know, no one's really talking about too much, but a vast chunk of the infield, including behind the catcher's mound, is covered in netting in every major league park.
Yeah, and that's, well, again, that's where you sell those tickets, right?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
So, it's like, so I think it's as simple
as... And you increase the netting area, right? Anything yeah. from basically infield... Yeah. An outfield on the first baseline
yeah.
and the third baseline
yeah.
would all be netted.
Yeah.
Everything else,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Should be fine, right?
Right?
Yeah, and if anything, I'm one of those people who I'm like, you know, catching a foul ball is part of why I liked baseball growing up. I was like, oh, man, we're going to sit in the really cheap seats in the stands, but hopefully they'll hit a ball our way.
Right, you and know, I'll like, catch one.
Yeah, and I'll catch one. And I was the kid who was very excited to catch one. You know, I don't want anybody to die from that, but I feel like there should be like a certain amount of foul area that's still allowed where you can catch a ball, like even if it's not a home run ball and just like come out of the park with like, oh my God, that player hit that ball right to me and it was awesome.
Well, I'm surprised this is an issue all of a sudden now. Why yeah. didn't we see this more before now? Right.
Yeah.
Because like they didn't have the safety netting for fucking years.
Yeah.
All absolutely. Of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, kid catches a, you know, a bad baseball in the face, or
right.
senior citizen
yeah.
catches a bad baseball in the face.
Well, yeah, like you're arguing the game is 150 years old.
Yeah.
yeah. So it's over a century.
No, but that's my point. It's like, well,
it's like
why
half a century.
Why is this only coming up now?
Yeah.
Because like people didn't say like, just start chipping foul balls
no.
that were like line drives.
I think it's because people are on their cell phones more now, to be honest.
Also true.
I think that might
also
be
true.
Anyways,
that's stupid Hollywood broad.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm going to get a husky. Yeah. Anyways.
A husky. So I think, you know, adding a little bit
it's
more
so
netting.
Beautiful.
And just being like aware of your surroundings. And then don't have a 4-year-old kid out there in the stands where you might get hit by a foul ball.
Well, again, I think it's what,
kind of on the parents. No offense to the parents, but like, really,
why are you bringing your 4-year-old?
And
games?
Why couldn't they have like kept the foul ball from hitting their kid? Like, not to be that guy, but like, you know,
you big pussy.
Yeah, like, take
what kind of man are you?
Yeah,
take that thing in the chest.
I don't know.
Like
yeah,
a gorilla.
I mean, it was like a rocket shot off of Elmore's bat, but it's like. Dude, if you're going to bring your kid to that, like, fucking be prepared. And she should sit in the middle of you and have, like, both large bodies to protect her anyways.
Well, I think I told you, like, the reason, like, why my parents didn't bring me to games when I was younger is because, like, the Boston fans back then, they were animals. Well, absolute
yeah,
flipping
yeah.
animals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No shirts on, yelling the most obscene garbage you'd ever heard come out of a man.
Yeah.
You know, and this is when the Patriots lost every year. So, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, my parents didn't introduce me to that until I was like past the age of 10.
Yeah. I think, you know, I feel for the kid. I feel for Almora.
I know what he's saying.
I know what, you know, the Cubs are now taking a stance as well. More infield netting, but also I feel like just pay attention to the game. Just watch the baseball being hit. Like look at the infield. You know what I mean? Like, if you win...
Not that we're saying that wasn't going on. Yeah,
certainly not. But I think...
We don't know.
There's a lot of people who will go and get a hot dog, go and get a beer, not look at what's being hit anywhere. And I'm like, yeah, you know, there's still a game on here, and you actually paid for a ticket. You know, baseball is still happening live in front of you. So, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's the same reason people go to a Tom Petty concert or went to a Tom Petty concert and
right.
filmed it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, hey, man, I might never, ever see this mofo again. And 3 days later, he was dead. Anyways.
Jesus, I don't know how that's related.
It isn't.
Yeah,
it's
it isn't
not
at all.
Related. All right, it's completely disjointed.
All right, so we're talking about the MLB standings. Because that's my segue out of that. So the Yankees are on top. The Red Sox are starting to creep back into the conversation a little bit. And, you know, as we always say, Justin, nothing matters till the All-Star break.
Yes, exactly.
Which is fair. The Astros are
Tommy's the only one who cares.
I care. The Phillies are hot. Bryce Harper looks good. Of course, Dodgers beat him on a walk-off home run yesterday. But overall, the Astros and the Phillies are going to be really intense this year. The Brewers are on top in a tight race with the Cardinals and the Cubs. Dodgers are on top, and so are the Twins. And I think this is the biggest story for me, as we were talking earlier on this podcast in the early realms of the season. The Mariners are now on the bottom. After starting out on top of their division.
Can you fucking believe that?
That is such a fall from grace. And I'm like, okay, that's officially like, I'm glad that, like, you know, we were both like looking at them at the beginning of the season and being like, who's on this team? Bunch of nobodies. Like, how are they going to win? Now we're like, okay, yeah, now we know. They can't win. They don't have anybody on the team.
Well.
It's kind of like a saving grace for me, to be honest, for my research.
So this is what's funny is you actually pose this question.
Sure.
You said, look, are they going to be able to keep this up? Are they going to be able to pull this off through the All-Star break?
Yeah.
And you kind of called it.
Really? No. Yeah.
You kind of called it, Tommy.
Yeah.
Legit questions there with the Mariners.
Yeah. The Astros are 40-20. They've literally won 2/3 of their games, and the Mariners have lost almost 2/3 of their games at this point. So they were just that hot in the beginning. And, you know, on the split side, you've got the, and I think this is increasingly relevant, is the Red Sox. We thought were like, oh man, they're like in the, you know, post World Series hangover. Well, now they're not. They're over 500, and they're, literally, I mean, it's a tough division, but they're only 8.5 games back from the Yankees. So yeah. They have actually worked their way back. And, you know, we still got another, like, probably 25, 30 games to play before the All-Star break. But at this point, it's like, yeah, the Red Sox could totally come right back into contention.
They could. And not only that, the bats are swinging right now. Yeah. Right now, they're connecting.
Mm-hmm.
All their hitters are, dude, they are scoring a shitload of points every game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm looking at their run scored. They have more runs scored than the Yankees, who are in first. They have 315 runs scored. And I think the problem is that their pitching is about 284 runs. So that's pretty rough. You know, the only team that's allowed more runs scored is the Blue Jays and the Orioles in their division in the East, American League East. And of course the Orioles are as terrible as we all thought they would be. The Orioles are unbelievably bad. I think they are the worst team in the league. 18.
How are the Padres doing? Dude?
The Padres are settling right into their 500 level. They're at .508. They are 10.5 games behind the Dodgers.
Yes.
The Rockies are not too much better.
I love it.
Although the Rockies have a lot of runs scored as well, but it seems like a lot of teams, and this is actually relevant, a lot of teams are struggling with pitching. And I don't know that the baseball is like easier to hit out of the park, I know there's a lot more home runs being scored, but overall it just seems like, yeah, nothing's going to average out until we hit the All-Star break. We really know who's on top. And by the way, the Atlanta Braves are only one game back from the Phillies. So as good as Bryce Harper and the Phillies are, get ready for the Braves to be good again, as we remember from the 90s.
You know what I find hilarious as a Red Sox fan living in Los Angeles? Sure. Mm-hmm. All right, so listening to ESPN radio in Los Angeles.
Yep.
You want to know what they're bumping? They're going, why have the Los Angeles Dodgers lost two World Series in a row? And then, like, you know, they got their idiot commentators to, like, you know, give their two bits about it, right?
Yeah.
But it's hilarious because you're like, yeah, why have they?
No,
We've talked about this.
Yeah, they went to two World Series in a row and they came out with no victories.
Right?
Which is against two different teams.
I mean, you're like,
yeah.
How do you let this happen?
And they have Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
They're easily the best pitcher in the league still.
Again.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of those guys, shrinks in the big moments.
And it's maybe not just that. Maybe it's like the National League with a designated hitter, as you were saying.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lots of breakdown. I will say we will keep in touch about the Major League Baseball situation. Now, Justin, would you like to hit a lightning round?
All right, let's stick to the time. We got 30 seconds each.
We've got, well, technically 45.
Oh, wow. 40,
45.
Getting generous.
45 is a lot of seconds. All right, so Schwaggers, here's the first thing. What is the best National Hockey League logo? 30 seconds to 45 on the clock. You're ready. Go.
Honestly, I always loved the Buffalo Sabres logo.
Not a bad logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can't pick the home team.
Sure. I like the B. I think we all like the
no,
B.
No, everybody likes the Bruin. But, yeah. You know, I think we need to disregard home bias and pick one outside.
Okay.
Right? So if it's not your home team, that's what makes the lightning round exciting. Yeah. Right? So mine's the Buffalo Sabre. Go, Tommy.
Okay, so this is going to fly in the face of everything, and everybody's going to yell at me for being a Blackhawks fan. But, man, the Detroit Red Wings logo.
Yeah, that's classic.
With the wheel, the wing on it, it's red, it's white. It looks so good. Like, dude. I cannot dispute the fact that that is one of the best logos I've ever seen.
Totally classic, yeah, dude.
It's unbelievable.
I'd agree with you there.
Nice.
Any Blackhawks fan that talks shit on Tommy, I'm going to smack him in the face.
Yeah, I'm like, look, I also like the Blackhawks, but I'm like, as far as logos go, the Red Wings, like, come on.
Come on, we just laid down the rules. You can't pick home team.
You can't pick home team, and at the same time, that's not a bad logo. All right, so we're going to go round two, and everybody get hashtag excited, hashtag don't believe what's about to happen. Okay, it's actually just like kind of the same question. So what do you think is the best NBA logo?
Of all time?
No, I mean like currently.
Currently.
Yeah, so Justin.
That's bullshit.
Okay, let's just say currently, and then we'll do all time. So currently, what do you think the best NBA logo is? Go.
Not home team. Damn it. This breaks my heart, Tommy.
Sure.
You know what? I'll go with the Raptors.
The Raptors logo.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
With the claw taken out of out of the basketball.
Right, yeah, it's actually pretty rad.
All right. Of all time?
No. Let's just do the current, and then we'll do all time.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to actually go ahead and I'm going to refer to the San Antonio Spurs. I really like the Spur logo. I think it's actually pretty cool.
You're a friggin' redneck.
I'm not a
redneck. You are a redneck.
Secretly. But I like the Spur. I think it's classy. Douchebag. It reminds me of Popovich. It reminds me of, you know.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it. But the Spur reminds me of the Colts, and it just like.
I like the San Antonio Spurs logo. I think it's actually really, really classy. All right, so let's do all time. Let's go ahead and so that took a minute and six off the clock. Justin, what would you say the best NBA logo is all time? Go ahead.
All right, I'm torn.
Sure.
Charlotte Hornets.
Ooh.
Or the Seattle Supersonics.
Oh, man. I was going to say Supersonics. That was actually my go-to.
Yeah, I know, right? I know, right? I that was the best logo of all time.
It was so good, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it was so badass.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where I'm torn. I'm like, mm-hmm. do I choose that one or that? All right, so I'm going to give you those two. Okay. Charlotte Hornets, okay. Seattle Supersonics.
Okay, I like that. I'm going to add one more into the mix, and I'm going to go ahead and say, lately, you know, watching a lot of, like, current basketball, and I was just reminded of the good times back in the day, and I'm like, I kind of like the Orlando Magic. The Orlando Magic logo when Shaq was on the Magic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to throw it back. Throw it back
to Shaq. The pinstripes.
Yeah, the pinstripes. The,
I like
the
that.
Magical basketball. I think that's like classic for me. And I would also back you up on what you'd said. So I'm like, yeah, I think we've got all good logos there. I would argue, you know, let's go ahead. That was a minute 10. What do you think like the worst NBA logo all time is? Go ahead, Swaggers.
Oh, wow.
The worst.
The Pelicans.
The Pelicans logo.
That is the worst logo of all fucking time.
That's
Hands down.
It's awful. let's see. For me, I think the logo that always bugged me, and some people would argue it's classic, but I don't like the Pacers logo.
Yeah,
I think it's a P. Right. It's a P with three lines on it and a basketball. It looks like somebody like failed out of art school.
What would Reggie Miller say to you like, right now?
Oh, Reggie Miller would be upset with
he
me.
Would. He'd be very upset.
I'd be like, well, who's got more rings?
Yeah, exactly. Andy Rand.
Yeah, no, some people could argue it's the classic logo. I'm like, it always looked like garbage to me.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to go similar lightning round, the best NFL logo. Let's do of current day, and then we'll do all time. So we're going to do current day. What's the best NFL logo?
Oh, wow. You know what? Pats fans are going to hate me everywhere.
Sure.
Baltimore Ravens logo.
Ravens
always
logo.
Always love that.
Like the bird.
Yeah,
the,
yeah. That shit's badass. The
it's
purple.
Not bad. Yeah, the
and
purple.
The with the black and gold shield they put on their jerseys.
Yeah.
I dig that shit. Yeah,
I like it. I like it. I like what you're throwing down.
Some like Game of Thrones shit.
It is some Game of Thrones shit. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say the Rams logo. And
really?
Yeah, I actually kind of like it a lot. And I know that's surprising, but
it is seeing as St. Louis is like your hated city.
Yeah, it is my hated city, but I like
they're no longer that.
They are no longer
so
that.
So they
it's
released
Los Angeles
the stigma. So now
stigma.
You're good.
I like the classic swirl. I think it looks good on a helmet, and
yeah.
I think it's kind of like
agreed.
It's just a simplistic logo design, but I think it's pretty badass. So
you're gonna hate me for this. My number two was the Vikings.
Oh, actually, not a bad logo pick. I think they've got it really, especially lately, their jerseys look awesome.
Yeah,
yeah,
agreed.
I'm with it. All right, so that's a minute 15, roughly. Now, what's your favorite NFL logo of all time, Justin? And it could be your own team, so go ahead.
Oh, no, I can't go own team.
Gotcha.
It's too easy.
Fair.
Too easy.
Fair.
Oh, man.
You're like,
oh, you know what?
Yeah.
The classic Oilers.
Yeah, Houston Oilers.
Yes.
I was just thinking of that.
Yeah.
I was like, nothing wrong with that.
No, that one right there.
No.
No, or the Buccaneers. I think I said this before.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
The classic TB.
Yeah.
The guy with the mustache.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm into it.
The orange jerseys. Those were sweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say like classic all time. And this might be a little bit different, but I kind of like the Arizona Cardinals. And I guess the logo hasn't changed too much, but I think I like the simplicity of the logo. The fact that it's...
And they won Super Bowl I.
That's true as well. Yeah, I think...
Classic fact, millennials.
Yeah, there you go. Bunch of millennials. How dare you?
You millennial hoes.
I think I might be a millennial.
Sorry.
I think I'm on the cusp.
I just called you a hoo, Tom.
That's fair. So minute 10 left on that guy.
Here's a hoo,
and
ladies.
Then we're just going to go ahead and we're going to really hit what you thought was coming. What's the worst NFL logo of all time? Go ahead, Jay. Of all time. of all time. Echo, echo, echo.
The worst jersey of all time. This is a good one.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's the San Diego fucking Chargers. That is the dumbest fucking logo on the fucking goddamn planet. Honestly, dude. Hands down. Hands down.
The bolts?
Yeah. It's pretty dumb.
You could argue that the Chargers as a concept is kind of just on the dumb side, but it's a little bit classic. I don't think it's that bad.
It's pretty bad.
You think it's that
Name
bad?
Name one worse.
Seahawks.
But at least there's some history behind the Seahawks.
The Seahawks is a made-up bird. It's not even a real animal.
Yeah, but you know, it's a... It looks like a totem pole.
They're the lightning green jerseys. How much worse can it get?
Those jerseys they're horrific.
Can we all agree that the Seahawks lightning green jerseys are the worst jerseys of all time?
Okay, we can agree on that, but yeah, it's definitely not worse than the Chargers.
I think the Chargers, like,
this is a stupid fucking logo.
There's the Superchargers. I think as a concept,
their logo, dude, their fucking mascot is a guy running around looking like a wedge of cheese.
Well, there you go.
He does.
The Packers.
He makes me hungry.
Is that another Packers?
Well, that's also true.
All right. So that was our minute 30.
Damn it.
All right. And then this one takes a little bit of a turn to the serious
high
realm.
Turn.
So this is about Santa Clarita, the racetrack. We've had like 10 to 12 horses die already in the year. Justin, should we get rid of horse racing as a sport? What do you think?
Well, yeah, if you're just going to be letting horses die.
And they die at the Kentucky Derby. They die at the Preakness. They die in front of national spectators. It feels like a bit of Game of Thrones, like Gladiator Games, doesn't it? I mean, I'm not against horse
racing. Shit ain't right, dude. I mean,
but like, there's so many horses die, and they have to put them down when they break their legs.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's just like heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's like a... I know it's a dark turn for a lightning round, but
that's why we don't cover the Preakness.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? No, exactly. Like, horse racing is like a gentleman's, quote unquote, gentleman's game.
Look, I have a hard enough time with the fact that the NCAA doesn't play their football players.
Yeah, they don't pay their football players. And they do the same thing. As far as horse racing, they do the same thing with greyhound racing. They race dogs, and the dogs get put down. You know what I mean? Like, this is, like, dark. You know what I mean? Like, do we need a Kentucky Derby?
No.
Like,
we fucking don't.
In 2019, let's go on 2020, do we need a Preakness? Do we need all this stuff to be like, so-and-so horse. Like, he actually got to live out his years. Like, I'm like, granted, I want horses to continue, but, like... You know, at some point I'm like, Seabiscuit, right? That's like the one happy story. There's so few happy horse stories. There's so many of these horses die on the racetrack, and it's horrific. I don't know in this era how you don't see that it's like killing horses.
Well, honestly, dude, as podcasters,
yeah,
we're not going to cover that bullshit.
No, I get that jockeys are athletes, and they're like, it's a tough thing. But when you put down a horse after the fucking race...
No, it's bullshit. Dude. No, I'm not supporting
horrific.
Your sport. That's no. fucking you. It, fuck
it's
right it, off
it's like
that.
A gambler sport, and it's not even a good one. It's like, you guys can't race these horses on the racetrack anymore. Just stop doing it.
Well, I mean, honestly, I get betting on the dog shows because people care.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Nobody's
if
gonna.
If I'm
get,
betting on like yeah. best groomed pup.
Yeah, by nobody's way, gonna I'm put voting, a I'm voting bullet for Robin. In the dog after the fucking
no,
show
no.
ends.
I'm voting for Robin, our current husky here.
Yeah,
so she's getting all the votes.
Oh my God, she's emotions beautiful. For days.
Yeah, but I think the fact that the horses are dying. You know, granted we blew right past our 90 seconds, but I just want to say this is, horses are very intelligent. They're capable of racing at fast speeds. I don't think inherently. That racing horses is bad, but the fact that they're dying in droves, you got to stop this sport. You got to shut it down.
Shut it down quick, dude.
Yeah.
Listen, animals are not meant to be bet on and
treated like the way humans are.
Garbage.
Like, yeah, like for like the Olympics. It's like, it's not like they can just be like, oh, well, I got hurt in that, so like, you know, I retired from sports. No, they put them down. They put them down, and it's horrifying. So that's our really dark note end to this podcast. I'm
Jesus,
sorry.
Tommy, why?
Look, I just wanted to get it out there because I thought you and me would align on it. I think other people need to hear this.
No, I mean, why? Why do you make me cry, man?
Why do you make me? Hey, so thanks for tuning into the podcast. I appreciate it. I know I like to end things on a dark note. Lately, it's probably because of Game of Thrones.
It's over now.
It's over now.
Tommy's all depressed.
It's the Baratheons.
But not only that, look, you got an animal out there. Yeah. Love him, ladies and gentlemen, him yeah. or her. Yeah. And not only that, don't support anything that has anything to do with horse racing.
Right.
One love. We love you all.
Yeah. All right. Cheers, guys. Thanks for listening again. We will catch you next episode. And as always, let's talk some smack.
Schmurr.